everybody, Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show! New season, back, good break from the summer. As I'll get to, not much to talk about brewer-wise, or maybe there is a lot to talk about, but I'll get to it. Hope you've had a good one. Next week is, of course, going to be September. So I am back after the sports lull. I hope you have a good time. This is the Wisconsin Sports Show, where you can get all of your Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less. Or your Anduzzi's Pub is free. Anduzzi's Pub. One of the places right outside of Lambeau, of course, legendary for its shittiness, the shitty cover bands they have there. I love it. Listen, I love it. I love you guys. All of those fucking bars are trash. It really is. It's really, maybe that's the point, you know? So Anduzzi's, I don't know if it's still open, but it will be free if I go over 20 minutes. Okay, so no Packer talk today. So if you're somebody who tunes in just for the Packers, you can flip it off. I'm going to do a tiny bit of Giannis talk first, but it's going to be all Brewers because I'll get to it. Okay, the Brewers did their job. It's fine, but they're done for. They're cooked. They're microwave. They're nuked. I mean, they are such, their heights, the heights of the Brewers have been to get bounced early in the playoffs. Okay, so yay, but they did their job. I always say the number one job of the Milwaukee Brewers is to get us to Packers season. As sad as that comment is, it's true, and they've done it. And this whole 20-minute pod is going to be dedicated to their very mediocre season. So I'll be grading everybody on the team. We're going to talk averages, folks, okay? I'm being old school baseball Matt Mentley, okay? I love averages still. I know there's all the metrics, and I'm cool with it. But let's just look at good old-fashioned averages because there's still much to glean from it. Okay, so I'm starting with just a few minutes, just a 1 or 2 minute thing, and then rest is going to be Brewers, a moratorium. So it has been a rough sports summer. World Cup could have prevented this and been pretty fun, but of course, you know, it's in Qatar for some weird reason. I'm not even a soccer fan, but it really was, there was really nothing. There was, of course, WWE's SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar did take a fucking truck to the ring, but that's another, there are many podcasts for pro wrestling. So there was nothing. And so it was a lot of Brewer time for me. And it was a lot of just no headlines in the news. ESPN was a sad place. When you have Deshaun Watson news and nothing's really going, baseball's kind of in a weird spot where they're trying to make judge a thing, but it's not, okay? It's baseball is just in a weird spot, and I'll get to it in the Brewer stuff as well. So it's been no headlines, right? So no sports headlines, right? So I go to ESPN one day. Here's a headline because there's nothing to talk about. Giannis says he wants to play for the Chicago Bulls, right? Fucking press. I mean, it is so dumb because they need to put that because something needs to happen over this month since Qatar soccer didn't happen. So, of course, I'm clicking on it. It's my favorite team. This is my guy. And, you know, he's just going to get asked about it the entire rest of his fucking career. So, I mean, I hope he stays in Milwaukee. He seems, I don't want to say indifferent. He's thoughtful about the whole thing. But It really boiled down to a reporter asked him, he was going through Chicago, or he was in Chicago or something. Every time he's in a city, he's going to get asked by the press, dude. He just is. When he's in Vegas, does Vegas have a team yet? I forgot. I think they're expanding, right? He'll be in every city, and they'll ask him, hey, would you ever want to play for fucking Dallas? And Giannis will say, of course, Dirk was great and he was fucking European or whatever. I don't fucking know. Giannis is a nice guy who's going to say positive shit about everything. Giannis isn't rolling into town and then being like, hey, Giannis, would you like to come to Charlotte? And be like, Charlotte is a fucking stinkhole of America. You fucker, get all off me. Dude, Giannis is going to say positive things. So his response, of course, was Chicago, it's great. Jordan played here, of course. The history, it's great. It's Midwest. He said a bunch of positive things about it because that's the man he is. And that's why we all love him and is getting the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week, Giannis. Just stay, dude, I don't mind it. Those comments don't scare me. Because it is just like, yeah, of course, what the fuck else is he going to fucking say? And what is his personality? I did watch, here's my 30-second review. I just thought of this. Because I did watch the, since there was no sports on at all, and the Brewers were kind of sucking, I did watch the Giannis Disney Plus movie. A little long. I would have loved to have just cut a good 25 min out of it, but okay, you know, stick with it. It's fun. It is what you think it is. And we all do know his backstory. If you read the book as well, if you can, that just came out. Yeah, movie was okay. Pretty schlocky, but it is crazy. It is crazy to think he tried to get the family over and they did it. And I mean, you know the rest. You wouldn't be listening to this pod otherwise. But listen, he's going to say in Chicago, I'm going to Chicago maybe someday. He's smart because he's keeping his options open. And he's also like, I'm not really worried about it. This is a guy that just focuses on the task at hand. I don't think he's chomping at the fucking bit to get anywhere. I just think he's a nice guy responding to a reporter. Okay, so that's it. Giannis, Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Because I'm just realizing this. I cannot give it to any of the fucking Brewers. It hasn't been dark, okay? I'm not going to go there. It's just been watching very mediocre baseball. That's really what it's been. So what do I even start with here? I mean, they're just not good enough to compete. I said this at the beginning of the year. So they've had MVP and a Cy Young Award consecutive years, right? And they fucking get trounced in the wild card. They made the run. I don't know if the Brewers would have beaten the Red Sox, but I mean, they just, it's a team that cannot win a championship. Even with an MVP, I know one person, blah, 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 but that's how they made the playoffs. They had an MVP on the team. They had a Cy Young Award winner on the team. When they don't have that, they're like, not great. They're a bubble playoff team, which is fine. Again, it's a small market. We are the underdogs in fucking baseball. This team is on the lower end of what they can pay the players. So they, you know, they get away with the margins. So let's move on right away. Let's just right away get to the hater trade because I didn't hater it. Schmeekity. I got to lighten it up because it's not going to be a good run. I didn't hater it, you guys. I mean, so classic nerdy baseball talk, the thing everybody wants to get into. So hater was a fastball and a slider pitcher, two pitches. And as we all know, when it's going, when you can pitch them for strikes, it's impossible. It's an impossible combo. killer combo. We saw it work with Hader these past couple of years. I'm telling you, folks, watching these games, June and July, when I was off on the pod, his slider was all fucking over the place. It was the classic, just a bit outside when it fucking was smashing it. His slider was not working. So everybody was just laying back on the fastball. Bring the fastball, big boy, and we'll just fucking knock it out of the park. Or you'll walk me because your slider is fucking flip-flapping past the fucking bat boy. So watching him in action, and I trust the Brain Trust Council, the crew, etc. You did have to trade him. He was going to be an expensive arbitration in the offseason, $11 million or more. Or maybe not anymore. I don't know. He's had such a shitty season. But watching him in June, July, I was not concerned. I was concerned about other things, which I'm avoiding talking about right now. But, like, he was all over the place, blowing saves beforehand. The slider looked like it was a fucking mess. And, you know, it's baseball. It's brutal, brutal, brutal game, folks. When you don't have it, you just remember Axford, folks. For my ride or die Brewer fans. You get these closers that are just like, oh my God, they got this fucking weird delivery and it's a fucking, you know, it's a two-pitch thing. It's a fastball and whatever the fuck else. Changeup, slider, whatever the fuck. And if Hader's pitching sliders for strikes, it's over. It's one of the classic unhittable situations, right? And he proved that. But dude, when you can't locate your slider, it's the fucking classic shit in baseball, folks. So they got a couple guys to round it out and round out the relief pitching, I guess. You know, again, you want to go dark. Look at the last two outings Hader had. He didn't record it out. He was out there two times and gave up multiple runs and did not record it out. I saw a quick article on ESPN.com where it was, I don't play fantasy baseball, but there was a fantasy baseball headline, should you drop Hader? And I was like, ooh, I'm not cheering for it. It sucks, but I didn't hate Hader the trade. And I did enjoy, the couple relievers they got haven't set the world on fire, but whatever. It's fine. It's fine they moved on from Hader. I wish him well, but it looks like he has lost the slider. Tale as old as the origins of baseball back in 1860. All right, so speaking of 1860, I want to talk about fucking averages, okay? So I know I love baseball. I always say it. I had the old baseball cards in 88, 89. I would simulate games between them. And I love looking at averages, home runs, ERAs, et cetera, et cetera. The old, the quote unquote old school stuff. I mean, it matches up still for the most part. So let's just go through averages of the Milwaukee Brewers, the 2022 season, and why I'm proclaiming that the season is fucking over and let's move on to the Packers. Nobody's hitting. It is rough. Nobody's hitting in all of MLB, but that's a longer pod. Let's just go through the Brewers right now. If you go to ESPN.com and look at who are the average leaders, okay? I've pulled up the average leaders. And let's start. Number one, Paul Goldschmidt, of course. He is really laying it on thick with in those Brewers games. Getting sick of him and the Cardinals, of course. I scroll down to number 50, and folks, there are no Milwaukee Brewers on here. There's no names. Nobody's on here. I have to load more. I have to fucking load more. And so this is what I'm talking about. I've spent the past two, 3 months watching this fucking team. not hit the fucking baseball. I'll get to the home runs here in a second, but no one's just hitting. Nobody fucking can hit. Our two power hitters. I'll get to it in a second. Let's first find the first fucking name on the fucking list of average of all of baseball. So we're getting it into 266 range in the 50s. Still no Milwaukee Brewers. No Brewers. Number 69 is Ketel Marte with a 257 average. And we get to our first Milwaukee Brewer, number 70, Christian Yelich, 256. Ay, ay, ay. I don't like it. I don't like watching this team. They can't hit. Nobody's hitting the fucking ball. I'm gonna cry. I have to laugh and get it on record on a podcast, or I will cry. This is how I get all this emotion out about the team. It was tough to watch. I didn't like it. I rooted for them. They've had some extra inning wins that have been fun, I guess. But they don't blow out a team. It's very rarely like 7-1, Brewers put it away, we're all good to go. Because when you can't fucking hit, that'll rarely happen. So at number 70, the first Christian Yelich, and my idea at the beginning of the year was, hey, Yelly, just don't worry about the home runs, which he hasn't hit fucking that many home runs either. But I was hoping, dude, be a 280 hitter, right? Get on base. There's plenty of guys that are going to strike out after you anyways, but you're the lead off. Like, they didn't move him to lead. It made sense, but he has to hit better. He is not. He's hitting 256. He's not been good. This hasn't even, forget MVP level. Can you get back to all-star level? I don't know. He's not right now. So that I envisioned when he went to the leadoff spot that he'd fucking hit better and we'd be in a better position, but it just hasn't happened. So I have 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. So I'm going to quickly grade where I can here. I don't know. I mean, I will save the grades to the fucking end. I realize they're going to make the playoffs. They're a good, solid team. They do have good pitching as long as Williams can hold up. But someone needs to hit the fucking baseball for doubles or singles or anything. Oh, my God. The two I was going to point out are in the middle of the lineup. Adamas and Rowdy Tellez. Both fan favorites, both very fun. Both the power hitters of the team. They're both above 20 home runs. Great. They are hitting in the 220s average. I'm saying it's passing the eye test. The eye test of me taking naps when they're hitting. That's my fucking eye test of this goddamn team. So I just don't see anybody like getting hot or getting on a run. If anybody, it's going to be Yelich. So, I mean, I guess to go back to my original point, this is not a championship team. I don't see the pieces where they can even get there. Woodruff can pitch a little better. Like I said, Yelich can get hot. I almost apologize for calling McCutchen washed. I stand by it. He's hitting fine, but obviously it is not the old McCutchen. I don't know. Who's going to get hot? Who's all of a sudden going to start fucking hitting 300, 330 in the last month. I don't see anybody. The bats are cold, baby. That's all my time. I'm going to see the Brewers tonight in Dodgers Stadium. So thanks, everybody. And of course, enjoy the games. We'll see you next week at Talk Packers.